Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Grace Nurtured is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in this early. We trust and pray that all is well with you and yours. I would like to take a moment of time and to extend my personal condolences to the family of Brother Mike Woods and his passing. We trust and pray that the God of heaven is comforting them with the comfort only he is able to give them. Our study is still in the Matthew chapter 5 on the Sermon on the Mount. I want to hone in on verse number 13 in chapter 5 and look at some of the qualities of salt and to make application to the child of God or the kingdom child of God and how he is to be as the salt about in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13. Jesus said it on this wise. He said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." The character of the disciple, the kingdom child of God, is to be like salt. Believers are called and designed, are made, if you please, to be the salt of the earth. Several things can be said about salt that point out just what Jesus means. Number one, salt is distinctive. It is totally different from the food or object upon which it is put. The power of salt lies in this difference. And believers, just as salt, are to be different from the world. The power of their lives, their testimony lies in their being different and distinctive. They are to be unspotted from the world, James 1:27. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Again, that globe-trotting Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty." James, the Apostle, James 1:27, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world." And that great apostle of love, the apostle John in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." So the disciple, the kingdom child of God, must be distinctive. They must be different. They must be unspotted from the world. They must come out from among of the world and be separate. They must not love the world, nor neither the things in the world. As John, the apostle of love, so well placed in Scripture. Secondly, salt preserves. It keeps things from going bad and decaying. It cleanses and disinfects. beloved believers, just as salt are to cleanse and preserve the world, they are to disinfect the world and keep the germs of the world from causing things to go bad, to save the world from corruption. Peter well said in 1 Peter 1, verses 22 through 25, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Beloved, not only is salt distinctive and preserved, it penetrates. It inserts a new quality, substance, and life. It changes that upon which it is put. Believers are likewise to penetrate the world and insert a new life into it. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Again, in Ephesians 4, verse 24, Paul penned these words as he dipped his pen, the ink of inspiration, and that he put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Once again, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 10, the Apostle Paul said, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge to the image of him that created him. Yes, salt is distinctive. Yes, salt preserves. Yes, salt penetrates. But salt also flavors. It influences the taste of things. It takes a bland, tasteless food and makes it relishing. Believers are to so flavor influence the world for Christ. They are to take the bland and tasteless and salt them and make them relishing within the world. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Galatians 3, beloved, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There again, the apostle of love, John, in 1 John 1, 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, Son, and Jesus Christ. Salt is distinctive. Salt preserves, it penetrates, it flavors. But salt is also quiet. It is visible, but it works silently, making no noise whatsoever doing its work. Believers, the salt of the earth, and discreetly. 1 Peter 3:4, let it be the hidden man of the heart, your behavior, is what Peter is referencing, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. Thought is distinctive. Thought penetrates, it flavors, it is quiet, but it also spreads. Its flavor spreads all about. A sprinkle of salt has a widespread effect. A believer's salt spreads far and wide. In Acts 4 and 20, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Colossians 4, 13, for I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Areopagus. 3 verse 15, Peter said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and with fear. And finally, salt is irrepressible. Once applied, it cannot be stopped. A believer's salt, his testimony, is irrepressible. It cannot be stopped. In Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11, Isaiah 10 before it, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper to our sent it. Oh, beloved, let us remember that we're not only supposed to be in the kingdom, but we're supposed to be a certain type of kingdom people, where people can see the difference in us. At this time, we want to get away for prayer request.
Thank you so much, Brother Jones, for a job well done on this morning. If you have a prayer request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. When the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individual for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that God continues to keep them all in the hem of his hand, and that they remain safe and in a right, sound state of mind, that they're able to continue to present words of encouragement to us and others as they approach them out in the world. Also pray for everyone traveling, that we respect each other's space, allowing everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, the brother, for the message. I'm asking prayer for my sister. My niece. Her name is Anita. She's going to Shands Hospital here in Florida for testing in reference to her blood, a blood disorder. So I'm asking for prayers for her, that everything will come back negative on her behalf. Also, pray for everybody on the call. Continue to bless the Clark. Pray for the Clark, the LeGrand, and the Baker families. Thank you.
Thank you. 25. Looks like they've changed their mind. Thank you so much for your prayer request. We'll now have our closing prayer by Brother Roger Jones.
Most gracious, kind Father, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts. Thank you once again for allowing us to see another day. Most of all, Father, we thank you for your Son whom you sent into the world to die, to give the world the right to the tree of life through obedience to the gospel. Father, we're so thankful for all the families thus far that have not been touched by the corona-19. We ask, Father, that you will continue to watch over us and help us to do those things that are preventive to keep safe. But the families, Father, that have been touched, comfort them. We come now on behalf of all that are on the call, all the ministers that participate in this program. We ask, Father, that you will continue to give us health and strength, that we may prepare lessons that will be poignant, that will cause us to be more aware of what you expect of us as your people. We pray for the sister who called in and is asking special prayer for her niece, Renita. We ask, Father, that she go in for testing, that they will find things that will not be a disadvantage. But, Father, even if they do, we know that you are a God that is able to providentially care for your children. We ask that whatever the situation may be, we ask that they will remember to lean on thee and not on their own understanding, and to acknowledge thee in all of their ways. Father, we pray for the Clark, the Grant, and the Baker family. Look into those individual families and see their needs and grant them as you see fit in your own timing. But help us to always be mindful, Father, of the fact that whatever your answer is, You have said in your word that all things work together for good for them that love thee and that are called according to your purpose. Go with us now through the remaining of this day. Help us to be called to bring glory and honor to your name, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Winning the Battles is sponsoring an online giving campaign June 15th through July 25th for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala benefiting Sickle Cell. You may give a donation at Cash App, $WinningTheBattles, or www.winningbattlesinyourmind.org. And don't forget to join us Saturday, July 25th, virtually from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. via Zoom. There'll be lots of entertainment and children sharing their stories. Join Winning the Battles for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala.